Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every Monday, we love to explore the ridiculousness of the world of dating in 2019.
That's right. So if you've ever got a bad date story that you want to share, reach out to us.
That's right. That's what Amber did over the weekend, and we've got her on with us right now. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, guys.
Ambalam, how's it going, sister?
Ambalam? Really?
Why? You know I love to give people nicknames. Besties.
It is a unique skill of yours. I will certainly give you that.
Cue me.
All right, let's cue Amber and her story. Amber, let's set the stage here.
Okay, so I went on my first ever Tinder date on Friday night.
Wow, love that for you, Am. Why'd that take so long?
Well, I mean, until recently I was married, so kind of put a damper on my dating life.
Yeah, sure.
Although, not his, but that's a different story for a different day.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let's just put that in the back burner for now. So you're putting yourself back out there and looking to kind of jump back into the dating pool, if you will. Good for you. I know that can be difficult for a lot of people.
Well, I'm just going to be blunt with you guys. I'm not really interested in dating, at least, you know, not seriously, but I am looking for some fun, you know?
Hey, you do you, sis. No judgment here.
Yeah, but that's why I went to Tinder. I matched with this super hot guy, and then after chatting a little bit, we decided to meet up on East Ave. So we're hanging out, bar hopping a little bit, and, like, we're definitely clicking.
So far, so good. Okay.
Well, I thought so.
Right. But, of course, this is Team PXY bad dates, so things have to go south here at some point.
Yeah. So, I mean, after a couple of hours, he suggested that we go back to his place and watch a movie.
We all know what that means, Amber, don't we?
That's what I was thinking. But we got an Uber, went back to his place, and actually ended up just watching a movie.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He ordered the new Spider-Man movie, and I didn't care because I was thinking we weren't going to actually watch it, but he just sat there.
So he didn't make any moves at all. Not even the whole, like, yawn, put the arm over move.
Oh, what a classic.
Such a smooth.
What a classic.
Yeah.
Well, he did yawn a little bit before he fell asleep.
Wait, he fell asleep?
Yep. Like, I came to this dude's house thinking we're going to, you know, things are going to go down. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting there in the dark with Spider-Man on the TV and this dude snoring loudly with his mouth open.
Wow.
Big yikes. Wait, what did you do?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I got up and left. I ended up catching another Uber back to my place.
Okay, have you heard from this guy since? Like, I'm sure he woke up and was like, oh, I thought someone was over.
Yeah, he texted me the next morning apologizing. But, you know, he asked if I wanted to hang out with him soon, but I don't know.
And what do you mean you don't know? I mean, you know.
I mean, I'm not sure we're on the same page exactly.
Well, you know, who knows? Maybe he was trying to be a gentleman and take it slow. There are certainly many women out there that would appreciate that.
Yeah, like I said, I just don't think we're on the same page.
Okay.
Well, Amber, we're living in a world of equality, aren't we? Like, why didn't you just make the first move? I mean, that's not out of reach.
What was I supposed to do? Stick my tongue down his throat while he's snoring away?
Well, I mean, not that.
Before he fell asleep, you could have done that. I don't know.
Right. Well, I don't know. I've never made the first move before. Isn't that the guy's responsibility?
I mean, I'm really not the person to ask. I have a girlfriend.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
I mean, and look, I know you've been out of the dating game for a little while here, but yeah, plenty of women make the first move.
Well, okay. Like, I know I can, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned.
Well, maybe you should have given better hints to let him know you were interested. Did he even know you wanted to hook up?
I went out drinking with him for 2 hours and then went back to his place to watch a movie. I mean, is that a big enough hint?
Guess not. I mean, mouth open, drool coming out. I'd say no, sis.
Well, there is some good news here if we're going to look for that silver lining.
And what's that?
I don't have the stats to back this up, but if I had money to bet it, I would, that this guy's probably the exception as far as guys on Tinder go.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, hey, thanks for sharing your story and good luck out there. It's a jungle.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to need it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.